Hello, my name is Tamara Newburn, and this is Community Voices. I had the chance to speak with Raymond Towler, current manager of the Exoneree Band, to speak about who they are and what they wish to accomplish.
Each member of the Exoneree Band are all Exonerees from different states. We got William Michael Dillon. He was convicted and exonerated in Florida. Antoine Day is exonerated in Illinois. Eddie Lowry, he was exonerated in Kansas. And Ted Bradford, our bass player for the band, was exonerated in Washington State.
The Exoneree Band members met at a convention and decided to put their talents together.
They were all there at that one convention in 2010 in Cincinnati. It was originally kind of like a talent show, because most of the conventions, you know, they have the latest exonerees there. And it turned out that the exonerees kind of wanted to say something. They wanted to kind of be a part of it. And we had a chemistry. We decided to stick together and continue playing music from that day on.
Raymond speaks more on how being a diverse band brings them together and spread their message farther.
One good thing, one kind of different thing about the band is that we're from different parts of the country and different backgrounds. We have William Dillon, who's from Florida. He's kind of like the country guy, man. He's got the boots. And then on the other spectrum, you have Antoine, who's from Chicago. He's African-American from Chicago. Eddie Lowry, he's kind of like our rock and folk guy in the band. And Ted Bradford, he's from around the Portland area up near Washington. So he has that kind of music when he writes an original song. Plus, he's American Indian also. A lot of his blood is there up in Yakima. That's what he brings. And I'm kind of like the smooth jazz person. You know, I like George Benson and Norman Brown, Stanley Clarke. I like that kind of stuff. Plus, I was raised up in rock also, you know, kind of classic rock. Jimi Hendrix, you know, was probably my biggest influence coming up.
Through the band's music and rapport, it shows many the importance of the good that can slip through the cracks of the justice system.
But the main thing is that there are innocent people in there, you know, and we're the proof that they were innocent people locked up in jail. And we know, you know, because we've talked to some of the guys who are still in there, that they need help. Because one thing for sure is truly, truly super hard to free yourself by yourself.
Raymond mentions an important event put on by the Illinois Innocence Project that the Exoneree Band will be featured at.
We have an event March 30th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Springfield, Illinois. The title of the event is Defenders of the Innocent. And we're being sponsored to come down and tell our stories. And we being the Exoneree Band, which, you know, of course, comprised of five previously incarcerated guys who found their innocence and found their freedom through innocent projects, you know, across the country.
More details of the Defenders of the Innocent event, the Illinois Innocence Project, and the Exoneree Band at uis.edu/Illinois Innocence Project.